So first we'll read the quote from Sai Baba. The Atma is the source and spring of all joy and peace. This has to be cognized and dwelt upon. Without this cognition, human life is an opportunity that is lost. One has to come into this wilderness again and again in order to learn the way out. The quantities of food consumed, the hours of sleep spent in bed, the riches earned and enjoyed add up to a colossal waste if the main purpose of life is neglected. Now we'll read question and answer 47 from Most Precious. Question. Tell us how to let go. Answer. Inquire into the truth. To let go is to not desire. To not desire is to have a calm mind. A calm mind sits in peace. Peace is who we really are. How to let go? Dwell on oneness. Get familiar with it, accept it, realize the truth of it, and at last be convinced by it. This takes time and patience like any other task. Familiarize yourself with the inner life. Let yourself learn that, in fact, it is free, that you are always free. In freedom, your joy is. Question is, reading both of these quotes, what do you take away from these quotes? What is something that really stands out to you?
Something that sticks out to me is that we have to come into this wilderness again and again in order to learn the way out. That's really... that really ties everything kind of together, but I still just wonder what does it mean to get out? Like, I feel like that's something that we're learning slowly. So,
you know, my understanding, Adrian, is to get up, you can replace this to be awakened. Meaning that instead of being delusioned and thinking that this is the reality of who we are, with the dawn of truth, the power of this Maya, the power of this temptation and ideas, lessen, less and less. And there is an awakening, even though you are in this world. This is what Jesus says, and I repeat what he said over and over. You are in the world, but you know you are not of it. Of it means that you are much greater, and it is through knowledge that we get this understanding, and through the digestion of that knowledge and the solitude of the inner, it just unwind this movie into the original understanding. So in other words, we are fooled less and we're more aware. And I think, the experience of life after life after life is like life and death and reincarnation. It tempts you and you become more and more ingrained into the worldly way of thinking, feeling, and being. And then it gets to the point that is enough. And then we have to go back, unroll it, and meaning dismiss it, meaning drop it. And every drop is an awakening, is an expansion. And I think we're automatically on the right track if we were a train. And it will just begin to do that. And it's really astonishing that it's our turn in this lifetime to not have to be full like we were before. And for that, again, we come back to know the quality of mind, the thinker, and the home, and all of that, and we're all doing that. So it's just, in other words, getting out means being awakened. And there's another point that Baba says, I'm going to just quote him, for the people that know it really well. It would not be my experience, or I don't remember it. But they also believe that once you realize yourself, there is no rebirth. There is no coming back and experiencing life the way we have.